radio on, trying hard to change my dismal state of mind. But the music couldn't cover all my shattered dreams or the empty, empty feeling deep inside. I was tempted to abandon any hope that I had when I reached to turn my radio down. Just enough to hear the music from a country church that was sitting on the edge of town. They were singing, "What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms." From the moment that I stepped inside that little country church, I felt a warmth I never felt before. And the glow of shining faces I couldn't understand, but it started something knocking at my door. Well, the parson wasn't talking about religion that day, 'cause the sermon hit my conscience like a knife. It was a heart-to-heart experience with God Himself that would change the whole complexion of my life. They were singing, "Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb." Now I'm driving up the valley feeling lighter than air. I can hardly keep her under 55, 'cause I got a taste of heaven in a country church where the folks are really coming alive. Something happened in that meeting on the edge of town, and it really, really blew my mind, 'cause it changed the whole complexion of my broken dreams. It's the closest thing to heaven I can find. I'm singing, "What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, the everlasting arms, everlasting arms."
Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by His Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
Forever will.
How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades.
I'm
The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary, and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's behind me, he's before me. Ralph.
I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
Would I leave the place where I have lived and settled down? It all depends. Break with my attachments, sentimental though they be. It all depends. Would I find myself uprooting all the stakes I've driven down, leaving friends and loved ones far behind, captive to the call of some far-off distant land? I can only answer that depends. It all depends on where he needs me. For where he leads me, my feet must go. It may be done an unfamiliar pathway, or cross the mountains so bleak with snow. His faithful hand will always guide me. He'll walk beside.
Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
Surely goodness me too.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.